First of all, just to have you say your name and where you work and what you do.
Yes, I am Heretiker, Community Constable for Nain. I work for NICG and the RCMP.
Can you first of all tell me how well the bicycle rodeo went here in Nain?
Well, we had the event held last Friday afternoon over at the ball field. It went very well. I wish I had more obstacles to do, but space was kind of limited on that volleyball basketball court. But it went really well. I had a couple of demonstrations. We had a couple of bikes donated, one from Valet and one from DHSD. We've also had some donated items from Haynes's, and I think it was just Haynes's and Valet and DHSD that helped us out with the bike rodeo. I tried to get more, but nobody responded back in time.
Can you give us some safety tips for the children for the use of their bikes this summer?
Okay, I've written up a small speech regarding, so here it goes. Bicycling is fun, but accidents do happen. Be very careful riding on public roads on your bike. In some cases, a fall from your bike or a hit from a vehicle could land you in the hospital. There's already some very serious accidents regarding children and youth colliding with oncoming traffic or hitting their heads against sharp rocks from falls. Remember to use a helmet. I can't stress this enough if you have any. Head and brain injuries are one of the scariest experiences for a family to go through. Try and get a helmet that's DOT approved. Make sure your helmet fits properly and isn't shifting around or becoming loose on your head while riding, as this is the best protection you can wear. Have your straps fastened at all times while on your bike. Many helmets today are lightweight and come in a range of colors and designs. Take care of your bike helmet, as it could save your life. To ensure your bike is the right fit for you, you can check a few things. When you sit on your bike with both hands on handlebars, are both your feet touching the ground? If not, you have to readjust your seat until both feet are planted on the ground. This will ensure you have full control of your bike. Are you wearing a helmet? You should be. Helmets save lives. This will keep you from sustaining any fatal head injuries. Make sure you're using helmets. A helmet that's DOT approved. Are any of your any parts on your bike loose? If they're loose, tighten them up. Any loose parts will guarantee a crash or a collision. Make sure all bicycle parts are on straight and tight. That goes for your seat, handlebars, chain, sprocket, wheels, and brakes. Are you regularly checking if your chain is oiled? A rusty chain will impede your riding abilities. Do your brakes work? If not, get them working again. You need to be able to stop on a dime to make sure you don't get into any accidents. That goes for both handbrakes and pedal brakes. Never go riding on a bike without functioning brakes. Do your tires have enough air pressure? Riding with flat tires will not give you enough control of your bike, and you may get into an accident. So keep your tires pumped up at all times. Are you wearing the right footwear for riding? Wearing anything besides sneakers will hinder your performance on your bike. For example, do not wear sandals, flip-flops, heeled shoes, rubbers, cleats, or bare feet. Can you hear all traffic around you? You need to be able to hear oncoming traffic at all times, so do not wear any headphones. Are you looking both ways before crossing the street? Not looking where you're heading is very dangerous. A vehicle could strike you and you could end up in the hospital or worse. So always look both ways before crossing any street. Are you riding safely on the street? When riding with your friends, always try to ride single file on the sides of the road. This will ensure you're not taking up too much of the street. If you're going to make a turn, try to use hand signals and look before you do. Do not make any sudden turns into traffic, as this could cause other vehicles to swerve and could potentially cause a fatal accident. Are you wearing any bright or reflective clothing? Using any bright or reflective clothing helps drivers see you better, especially at night. Daytime driving is always the safest. Do not wear any pants that are too loose, as this could get caught in your bike chain. Also, watch out for any loose backpack straps and shoelaces that might get caught in your chain. Is the path you're riding on safe? If you're not sure or confident to drive the path you're on, turn around and ride on safer, more familiar roads. Watch out for wet grass and leaves, big puddles, changes in road texture, sharp turns, blind turns, and other pedestrians that might be walking on the road. Try to avoid riding your bike around wharves, docks, and open water in general. You could drown. If riding on the main roads, try to stay on the right side. Drive with the traffic flow, not against. Always keep your eyes out for trucks, cars, ATVs, motorcycles, and side-by-side vehicles. Try to keep an eye out for traffic stops and ask your parents for the safest parts to drive within town limits. Are you wearing adequate protection? You need to have elbow pads, knee pads, just in case you do crash. Let's make sure you avoid another trip to the hospital. If you do get into an accident, do you have the right supplies? If your ride is going to be longer than normal, pack water, snacks, and a simple first aid kit to clean any wounds you might sustain during your ride. always inform somebody of where you're going and when you'll be back. This is black bear season, and sightings of black bears are becoming more common within town limits. In closing, when riding out wherever on your bike, watch your speed and your surroundings. This will ensure you make it back home safe to your family. Be safe on the roads. Thank you.
Thank you for the safety tips, Harry.
You're welcome.
Nakumik. Tamakalok.